My name is Amy Reddick. I'm Senior Vice President of Community Engagement at Nielsen. Helped to lead our site in the Oldsmar facility.
How long have you been in St. Pete?
I have lived in St. Pete almost 24 years. So there's a correlation with how long I've been at the company I work for, which is Nielsen, and the fact that we moved to South St. Petersburg to be closer to little old Dunedin, Florida in 1994.
What organizations are you involved in?
I'm involved with the Upper Tampa Bay Chamber of Commerce as a member of their board. I'm involved with Habitat for Humanity as a member of their board. I'm also a member of the Better Business Bureau board of West Central Florida. I also get involved with Pinellas Education Foundation board, near and dear to my heart, working with students. So these are not in any order, of course, of who is my priority, but other boards that I participate in happen to be AMI Kids, Pinellas Board of Trustees, as well as advisory board capacity for the Nicholson School of Communications at the University of Central Florida, and the advisory board at St. Leo University's College of Business.
Why St. Pete?
Why St. Pete? I was accused of working for Chris Steinacker at the Chamber of Commerce when I turned 50 last year. Everybody who visited St. Petersburg thought that I was giving the biggest shout out to the greatest city in the world, a line from Hamilton, the musical, right? I think that it goes back to what I say a little bit about my workplace, which is it's the people. It's the product that we sell here, which is a lot of sunshine in this great city and the place. I get to walk along the water. I get to go over to the beach if I want to. I get to live under some oak trees. Even though the pollen is there, I still embrace my oak. In my old streets, in my lovely neighborhood of Euclid St. Paul. And not only is it our church, our school, our community, it has been a blessing to be in St. Petersburg, Florida for 2 dozen years.
What is one habit that you keep?
Habit that I keep? Right now, the biggest habit that I have is focused on my family. I have been blessed with two parents that, you know, couldn't be luckier to have them both with me in St. Petersburg, right in the Crescent Lake neighborhood. So right across the street from me. And my habit is I never miss a day and I visit them every single day. And it is probably the number one habit that I have right now in my life is making sure that they're taken care of and that maybe they're taking care of me too.
Who are some people that influence you?
Top of my list would be my family. I certainly couldn't even be here today without the love of a great family. I've been blessed to have a number of brothers, biological and otherwise, that have been more than generous to me over the years. And so that's top of the list. I have this amazing group of friends in St. Petersburg, and they influence me. They're mom friends. I have my mom friends. I have my posse. And I really love all of them the same, along with their respective partners, right, spouses, and they're who I want to be with, you know. Besides my family, of course, they're the next ones on the list, and I've been blessed with a fantastic group of friends from college, and even just recently spent years of knowing friends from growing up, 45 years of friendship with some of those. We've been friends since 1973. So I guess friends and family are, for me, at the top of the list. I do love watching those that work in our nonprofit community who give back every single day, give a little bit of themselves, whether it's in the classroom as an educator or just working with a good cause. Because, you know, if we aren't paying it forward and working to help better our community or do something kind for others, then we should probably consider maybe going back to bed in the morning, because that's really what it's all about.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
Well, I don't think I could live a day without listening to music. So for me, I listen to books online. I watch a lot of YouTube in my car. I'm traveling in my mobile office every single day. I commute from St. Petersburg to Oldsmar, and usually I'm going somewhere in Hillsborough County during any given day. And so it's what I can listen to. So it's kind of fun doing a podcast with you all, because music is such a big part of my life. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel happy that I'm taking my daughter to a voice lesson when we leave here. It makes me feel happy that my daughter is at St. Pete High in their International Baccalaureate program. And the fact that she can get a quality education like that right in our community is certainly something that is really, really exciting. And her love of music and Broadway, for both of us, that's something that we couldn't live without. So today, besides the friends and the family, the influencer, I do love to read, but right now, much of what I consume is listening to it online. I listen to a lot of TED Talks, and I'm not going to lie. I just saw, you know, Bill Gates on the Ellen Show talk a little bit about his $40 billion foundation and how he gives back, you know, to children's health across the globe. And second most important to him and his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is education. So, you know, some of the ways that I learn and some of the ways that I'm influenced is just by listening. And I can always be a better listener. I should say that I, you know, recently read like a Lee Child novel and a Sue Grafton novel. And when they ask what you've been reading, for me, it's my venture down the mystery road. Yeah, I'm not going to give you a profound title. Sorry.
That's right. All right, two more. What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
I think I wish I knew more about Google 3 years ago, because we made the switch 2 years ago, and I am still trying to read all that email and respond. I'm floating in an email sea, right? And many people probably are nodding and saying that is me as well, but I probably am better at texting people back, certainly hopefully better at conversing over the phone. But my email consumption and where I can't respond anymore, I think what's been spectacular is to be able to respond via voice. So I'm happy about that. 3 years ago, I wasn't doing that. Since then, I've changed. But I certainly, not just because Google's a great partner for us at Nielsen, but also, I guess 3 years ago, we weren't in a world of Gmail, and now we are.
All right, last one. What's next?
Well, at Nielsen, we say that it's the science behind what's next, and we want to be there. For me, it's the challenge of every day, the excitement, I think, and the challenge of learning from my colleagues. I am, you know, over 50 now, and I'm blessed to, again, work with brilliant people who spend the time teaching me. And even though I may have been the teacher back in the day or done the new hire orientation or spent the time doing stand-up training. I actually joined Nielsen prior to Nielsen was working in a college environment. And now I'm the person who needs more of that education. And I think as a lifelong learner, as we all should be and probably profess to be, but there's a lot more learning to be done. And I am excited as per usual to get up and go to work because I have the company that keeps that passion alive in me. I couldn't go to work if it wasn't there. So for the last 24 years, I've been lucky. I've been really blessed, and I will continue to learn.
Brilliant. Thank you.